95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How hungover are you after yesterday's festivities?
I was not hungover.
We went out drinking after.
We did, yeah.
Wow, you got yourself a vodka. Was it vodka?
I need to post the picture of your little
extreme manly drink.
Your pink straw.
It actually had a flamingo on it.
It did, the straw.
Yeah, the waitress was so excited about it, I couldn't say no to her. She was so nice. And I just was like,
what? You didn't get it for her?
I did.
No,
that's why I got
didn't.
It. But it was delicious, and my flamingo was very cute.
Wow.
I treasure him. I have him at home now. I
wanted to change tables and was unable to.
It's just so fun making you uncomfortable.
All right, let's talk about today's show,
yes,
shall
please?
We? Give
yes.
me five.
Yeah, it's, what is it?
Now and
it
later.
Yes, so either now or later in the title. Do you like those candies? I hate them. I think they're awful.
I don't know what they are.
They're awful. They're just awful. Do you like them? Nope.
Are they licorice?
Fern doesn't like them either.
They're like a weird texture.
Yeah, very weird. And they're kind of...
I'm out then.
Kind of like have a little bite to them.
Taffy.
Yes. Taffy.
No, thank you.
But anyways, the now and later otherwise is pretty good, and that'll be the indie song titles and Give Me Five today.
What's up with Florida
good
today?
Question.
You set yourself on fire?
I did. Actually, some friends of mine set me on fire.
I mean, really, a lot of us did. That's what I was coming to realize. Like, I started thinking over my life, and I was like, wow, I lit myself on fire quite a few times. That's not great. Fun coach is a job.
That's a
thing.
Awful. That's as bad as life coach. Actually, worse than life coach.
A fun coach.
With all offense to life coaches.
We're talking about AI girlfriend.
Now you're talking.
Who's making $360K a year.
What's she going to do with it?
Great question. I mean, there's
upgrade
a company.
Upgrade her program.
There is a company that makes her, so I'm sure that they're just raking it in.
I'll make her, all right.
And One American Dollar is next. Plus, we've got your tickets to see the Kings tomorrow, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yes. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've got your tickets to see Puddle of Mud coming up.
I was impressed that you were going to go ahead and pay for drinks and dinner last night, and I didn't jump in either.
You didn't, I noticed. Yeah.
But I think that means we could both use a dollar.
Absolutely.
Right?
Dollar, that's what I need.
I always hate that when the bill comes and like someone just kind of grabs it and, you know, you just...
Remember our former producer, Frank? Maybe you didn't know.
No, yeah, no,
you did.
Frank,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He kept the same like $2 in his wallet for a whole week. And so anytime the bill would come, he would start his slow motion.
Right.
Like move to his pocket like he was gonna take out his wallet. But he wouldn't really.
Right.
And then eventually he would pull it. And
if nobody had grabbed it by then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And by that point, everybody's dead.
Right.
No, I mean, everybody's left pretty much.
Yeah.
And he would occasionally open his wallet and go,
I've only got this $2.
It's my last $2. And it never was.
And he had a credit card. There's
he
such
did,
a
yes,
thing.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it was weird. My dad always forgot his wallet every time.
Is that right?
It became a family tradition. Oh, dad didn't bring his wallet. What a shock.
I love it. All right, what's our topic?
You know, it's going to rain, theoretically, this weekend.
Yes.
Which is your favorite.
Now through Sunday-ish.
Kevin loves
I don't
the
love
rain.
The rain. Yeah, it's not my favorite.
And since that's the case, I thought you should know about the U.S. cities with the very least amount of rainfall annually.
Interesting.
Maybe you'd like to consider heading out to one of these 10.
And U.S. cities that has the least amount of rain.
Yeah, and I got to say, for the most part, you really wouldn't want to live in these towns.
Oh, really?
No, not really. You get six guesses to get four right, and you get that dollar that neither one of us spent last night.
I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada is number two on the list.
Number two?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they get an average of 4.19 inches of rain annually, which is not very much.
No, it is not.
But it's number two overall on the list of the least rained upon U.S. cities.
I'm going to say, I think they're all in the Southwest, so I'm going to say Phoenix?
I love how you try, you're like, you kind of look at me when you say something like that.
I mean, that's not my guess.
I remember as a kid, it rained a lot in Phoenix. Remember the monsoons, the thunderstorms?
Yeah, but they were few and far between.
Yeah, you're right, number five on the list, 7.11 inches.
It was a guess then. Let's see. Well, Los Angeles wouldn't be in it because you said you wouldn't want to live in most of these cities.
Ah, look at that. Taking my own words and turning them against me. Because you know how much I love L.A.
So
damn it.
I'm going to go with Bakersfield.
How would you come up with Bakersfield?
Because I've driven there. My daughter played soccer there, and it's just
dry as can be.
Dry, yes.
You're right. It is number four. One more, and you get it in one American dollar. You haven't had a miss yet. By the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com.
I'm going to say the Inland Empire, like Rancho Cucamonga, Riverside.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Those areas.
I love that name, Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah. It sounds so fancy.
Or Riverside? Or, no?
Unfortunately. I don't know why you're trying to throw two cities out. I should give you a second buzz. What do you think about that? A third just for the hell of it.
Nope. You just weren't paying attention.
Did you hear that? How does that make sense?
Vegas?
I like it.
Wow. The least amount of rain.
Yeah, in these United States. I mean, these are cities I don't want to live in because of the tiny amount of rain. That's my main problem with them, really.
Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas is not on the list.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now you're getting down to the wire.
That sucks.
That's terrifying for you. I really want you to win
San
this dollar.
San Diego?
I like getting rid of
maybe?
The dollars. Oh, no. You know, when I lived down there?
That wasn't a guess.
What do you mean?
I said maybe.
I think on any game show, on the planet,
maybe?
People
Did you
would
hear
be
that?
Like... I'm just such a nice guy. I'll give it to you anyway. So you can do one more guess. What a nice fellow.
One more guess.
What a wonderful fellow.
I'm trying to think
of... A load of horse hockey is what that is.
Dry.
Yeah.
Texas is pretty dry.
Teja?
San and... No.
San and no?
Nope.
I don't know that town. San and no.
Santa, that's not my guess.
Sure, it isn't like San Diego wasn't.
San Antonio, I guess.
I will tell you, when we lived in San Diego, it never rained.
I lived
down there for a little while, and it just never, ever, ever
Is it on the list? It's not
rained.
A guess.
No, it's not a guess. Damn you.
And San Antonio was my last guess.
San Antonio is your last guess?
Mm-hmm.
Not El Paso? Yeah,
El Paso was on it?
On the list at
Son
number nine. Winnemucca, Nevada.
What?
Is number 10. Never
I
heard of it.
I figured these are cities people
have
heard of.
The rest of them you have.
Okay.
Just that one I've never heard of.
Winnemuck.
Yeah, they get 7.82 inches, which is exactly the same as El Paso, so I guess they're tied. Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow?
Is number
really?
8. The Eagles could have told you that. Reno, Nevada, actually, which
Reno.
Is surprising to me, though, because it gets snow
because
in that area and everything.
Yeah, it's by Lake Tahoe, right?
But it doesn't. It's number 7 on the list. Least precipitation. Alamosa, I guess that's another one I haven't heard of, in Colorado. It's number 6, Phoenix, on the list, our home town originally, Bakersfield. Bishop, California is number 3, Las Vegas. Yeah, and are you ready for number 1? You'll be like, oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yuma, Arizona.
Oh.
What is her phone number? I need her phone number, and I need her phone number right now.
Model Lexi Love, that's her name.
Lexi Love.
She makes $360,000 a year sexting lonely men.
I can see why, if they see this picture.
But
holy
there's one
cow.
Problem.
What's that?
She's AI. She's not real. It's a UK company that has created a busty blonde AI model to communicate with lonely men.
Oh, or not so lonely men. Suddenly they're like, oh, I'm bored with my $1 million job here. I'm going to talk to this.
She's already bringing in close to 30 grand a month. A month.
Wow. What sort of things does she say? Hello, I am sexy. Want to do it?
I'm going to need that clip if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
She's the brainchild of employees at Foxy AI.
Foxy AI.
I don't want to be on that meeting. Can you imagine being in that room when they're discussing what she needs to know?
Nope.
Make them bigger, man.
Nope.
Yeah.
They designed the lifelike model to be a perfect girlfriend for many men.
She does look actually human. I mean, obviously
perfect,
but she looks, you know, not so perfect that you wouldn't believe it. I can see people actually buying into this one.
Her profile on Foxy AI site reveals that she's 21 years old, which of course she's not because she's AI. She's a sushi addict, she's which like, of course she's not.
She's actually 30 minutes old or whatever.
And a pole dancing pro. Also not true.
Also not true.
The CEO of the company, Sam Imera, says Lexi is breaking barriers and changing the way we interact with AI.
Shut your mouth. God, dude, just rake in the money and don't be like,
He said she...
I like your quotation marks, yeah.
Created a strong emotional connection with the people that follow her.
That's just mean. That's actually mean. Those poor guys are like, oh, maybe I do have a chance with her. I don't care if she doesn't really exist.
Foxy AI says they field up to 20 marriage proposals per month.
Oh, see, this is what I mean.
Right. Which is dumb.
Sad.
She can do more than models can, though. She speaks more than 30 languages.
Oh, of course
and
she does.
She's available 24 hours a day.
Of course she is.
She's been built to flirt, laugh, and adapt to different personalities, interests, and preferences, as well as offering paid texts. So you can pay them to have this girl, in air quotes,
machine
text you.
So, wow. And if they're bringing in $30,000 a month, how much does that cost? I mean, it's probably
a
fair amount each text.
And voice messages. You can get voice messages from her. Yes.
Wow.
Well, you just turned around. and she's even designed, and this is a shocker, to send naughty photos if requested.
What? That can't be right.
Right?
So these photos that she takes, I mean, it didn't happen. That's just weird. You know, the deeper we get into this, as it were, if you will.
It is super weird,
it's
yes.
Very strange.
But then you look at her and you go, listen.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. And by the way, I think they need to change the name of the company. Foxy AI?
Yeah.
It should be Foxy AF.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
Come on.
That makes sense.
Easy.
How do you feel about NPR?
NPR, I do kind of like it for a news source. I have a very good friend who works there.
Oh, so
Corva Coleman.
So you're not going to be honest.
Yeah.
NPR is dull as hell. They can take any topic and wring out any bit of fun before they give it to you.
You know what I like? They do the little...
They also talk like
they
this.
They tend to talk very slowly.
Listening to NPR.
They enrich their little stories with sound effects, though. I always sort of appreciate that. In fact, I, as a radio dork, I think that's pretty...
I can't, for the life of me, listen. I came across this article, which is also a seven-minute listen.
You know, it's only because they're talking real slow.
The three ingredients for fun.
NPR is trying to tell you how to have fun? Corva, my friend, would say don't come to us for fun.
The three ingredients for fun. An expert's formula for experiencing genuine delight.
On NPR?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear them. Do them real slow, though. And I'll do sound effects in the background.
Search how to have fun on Google.
What?
And who would do that?
What?
How to have fun? How do I have fun?
And immediately porn comes up.
Why would you Google that? Who would ever Google that?
And that's your idea? That's your brilliant idea?
And literally billions of search results come up.
Of course.
People pay hundreds of dollars to hire party coaches and play coaches.
Yeah.
What?
No. Who has that
Who
kind
has
of money?
A party coach.
Right. Who's going to blow it on someone and goes, oh, you know, you should get some balloons and a prostitute.
There are seminars and workshops on how to have fun.
Those two
in
words
life.
Right there mean no fun. Seminar workshop equals no fun.
What's so hard about having fun?
Because life is miserable and we're broke and everything sucks.
Schedules and the pressure to succeed discourage people from taking a step back and unwinding.
And then after all of that, they play Pete Yorn.
For some of us, the guilt of not being productive makes fun, well, not fun.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So then they interview an author.
You just drained all the life out of me with that.
That's
very
what,
well
that's
done.
What NPR does.
I know.
Catherine Price has a new book out called The Power of Fun, How to Feel Alive Again. And then the first question is, can you define some terms here? What is, quote, fun?
Thank you.
What is fun?
In their mind, what is fun?
Getting your taxes done on time and properly.
I decided to try and come up with a better definition of what fun is than the dictionary.
I don't know. For me, going back quite a while, it's not exactly remembering what you did last night.
The destination, the definition I came up with is that fun, or true fun, as I call it, is the combination of three states: playfulness, connection, and flow.
It's all awful.
What?
That takes away the fun out of everything. Every word just said there. What?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Man's gross prank goes horribly wrong after his pants catch on fire.
Ah, wait. Read that again. That's one of the best things you've ever said in your life.
Man's gross prank goes horribly wrong after his pants catch on fire.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
A Chinese man's attempt to light his fart literally backfired after he accidentally set his pants on fire.
There's not a lot of YouTube videos I watch where people are in great pain and things go wrong.
Agreed.
That's always one of my favorites. When they're trying to light their farts on fire,
it is the greatest thing.
It explodes. They catch fire. They're rolling around. Their friends are kicking them.
It is really great.
Hilarious.
And in this particular case, he got it put out before there was too much damage.
Ah, boo. Good.
His name is Bin Tuzi in China, lying on his bed as he prepares to light his fart on fire. He has a friend with a lighter.
Right.
So he takes the position.
Never let the friend light the fart. Never.
And he says, get the fire up there. Now, you're not going to understand this because it's in Chinese, but you can hear the panic.
Oh, good.
In their voice.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
准备。
有吗?
点火,
yes. Perfection. I mean, you know, when you're past the age of, let's be super generous, 17.
Right.
You should be done lighting your farts on fire. You should be past that stage.
You should be.
But I see these guys
in their
30s.
Yes.
In old age homes. Hey, go ahead and light my fart on fire, Beatrice.
Honestly, it never stops being funny to me.
I know. It's true.
It's really
one of my favorite videos.
And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, I have lit myself on fire so many times.
You have?
Yes.
You've lit yourself on fire.
Yeah, and I'm talking fun light yourself on fire. I'm not talking about, you know, you lost a leg in napalm.
Or you're sitting out making a protest and pouring your gasoline on yourself.
We're not talking about that. I don't want you to call with that.
If you've caught yourself on fire before, 818-955-KLOS. I've ever been on fire once.
Okay.
I set a few fires by accident.
Sure.
Nothing that got out of control, amazingly, but close.
Right.
But
it can be your clothes as well.
Yeah. You know how long my hair used to be.
Yeah.
I had a friend who thought it was hilarious to set it on fire one time.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Lit it,
and I didn't even know. And I was like, all of a sudden, you better put your hair out, man. Your hair's on fire. I'm like, what? Oh, it is. Ah. You bastard.
My God.
But how did you set yourself on fire?
Well, I mean, define on fire. A lot of times a lot of times it was with fireworks.
But also,
when I was a kid, I took a bunch of firecrackers and broke them and put them into a little can.
Right.
And I tossed a match in there thinking that it was going to go.
And which it probably would eventually.
It didn't.
Okay.
So I looked over to see what was going on.
You lost patience.
And it went boom.
Which it would.
And about half of my hair was singed. Have you ever smelled singed hair?
Yes, I have. My
so
hair was
gross.
On fire.
That's right.
It is. It's really gross.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Wow, what did your parents say when you came walking in with your eyebrows missing?
I believe they were burnt. Yeah, I mean, everything about me looked stupid.
Burnt,
yes. But I mean, like, I didn't light my head on fire.
That's close.
But I singed pretty much every part of my face.
Yeah.
And just by being dumb.
Well, that's very understandable. I mean, you know, you need to see the firework explode after you've broken them all to pieces. And basically have some dynamite there.
I mean, really. And then I thought later, I was like, wow, how did I even survive childhood?
I've wondered that.
What a moron.
Many times. You know, in the 70s, it's amazing, the 60s, whatever, that anybody got through that era.
My daughter, who has longish hair, caught it on fire when she was leaning over a birthday cake.
Oh, no.
With the candles to blow them out.
Oh, I can see that.
Her hair caught on fire.
I never even thought about that. That could easily happen. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. You set yourself on fire. Again, we're not looking for a really emotional story.
No.
Don't call us with your brother died.
I was in ICU for 6 months.
We want the fun you set yourself on fire stories.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
With Rock of Ages in that one, a couple songs talking about fire. Fire's cool, yeah. That is New Black Crows, Wanting and Waiting on KLOS.
We're talking about non-destructive fire.
Yes, non-destructive.
That's fire. The key.
Yes.
But you set yourself on fire?
Yeah, so I was cleaning my smoking pipe, and I put some rubbing alcohol on it and threw it in the microwave, and I went to open the microwave, and all of a sudden a big old flat draft came and burnt my eyebrows right off. Oh, sorry, don't clean your pipes in the microwave with alcohol.
Yeah, that's probably smart, yeah. Leave the alcohol out of the microwave. That's a good tip. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Back in the late 1980s, I was a pre-apprentice in the Pipe Fitters Union. I was working in the welding bay, welding up coupons, pieces of pipe to practice.
Right.
And back in the 80s, we were still wearing flare jeans. Not really bell bottoms, but flares.
Right.
And, you wore them long enough so that you stepped on the back of them all the time with the heel of your boot.
Yep.
And it was frayed on the back, so I'm in there under the hood, welding away. And the instructor comes walking by, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, "Your pant leg's on fire." And that's about the time I started feeling the heat.
I like how calm he was.
He was real calm about it. And so I looked down, threw the hood up, looked down, screamed a little bit, and put my leg out. God dang it, I hate it when that happens. He just started laughing and walked away.
You had a great boss.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Excuse me,
yeah.
You're on fire.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
I don't mean to alarm you.
You should probably do something about
it. KLOS, hello.
When we were kids, I taught my brother how to light a charcoal fire. We used to use charcoal lighter fluid, but I showed him how to use gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked into the kitchen, and he had no eyebrows. His hair was thin. I shouldn't have showed him how to use gasoline.
Probably not. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. It's amazing that my dad didn't catch on fire, because he used to take a bottle of gas and just squirt it onto whatever fire he was doing. He loved fire.
Really?
And it would just...
That's so cool.
Yeah.
As long as it's not destructive.
Yeah.
Then it's not quite as good.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it's not quite as good.
818-955 KLOS.
You set yourself on fire.
Yeah, I'm talking about setting yourself on fire.
It's a very strange thing to say, but yeah.
I was at work, and my coveralls were kind of greasy, and I was using a torch to cut up some metal, and I guess the sparks hit it, and next thing I know, I see a coworker running over with a fire extinguisher because my coveralls were on fire.
Oh, and you didn't know yet?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Wow, good thing he was paying attention.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that sort of made some stinky hair. And
yeah, hair burning stinks.
Oh, that is the worst.
That's nasty. Well, good on him. And thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, talking about being on fire. Were you on fire?
One time I was on the railroad tracks, and I made some wax for a buddy of mine because I had a bunch of pot, and I used generic butane. And so I asked him how it was, and he said, he probably threw it away. So I got some really good butane, and I was kind of in a hurry, and I put the weed in a bicycle seat post, and right when it started dripping into the pan, I noticed a cloud of gas sinking to the ground and going to the fire that was lit, and it bounced back in like a 4-foot fireball, which burned every part of my skin around both of my legs.
Oh my God.
And I had to put myself out with a gallon of milk.
You gotta put yourself out. It's just something you never have to do, especially with... Did you say milk?
He said milk.
Milk?
Why was there no water there?
Why was there milk?
Why was there a gallon of milk?
Yeah, that's the real question.
I had all my groceries there.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
On the road track.
Fire, fire, yeah. Fire. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Milk. Funny story about the milk. It's not here anymore. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. You set yourself on fire?
I went in for a vasectomy, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an older doctor. It was a Friday. It was an assembly line of,
snip, snip, snip.
Yeah, exactly. And so I already done the pre-op medical, thing, tell me what was going to happen, right?
Right,
So I expected some smoke.
Right.
So I'm laying there, and honest to God, it's like, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I see the smoke. I'm burning.
Oh, no. That's not what... That particular item is not what you want to have on fire.
No, but that... I had a lot of smoke, too. But
you did?
Yes, but you're not on fire. They're just cauterizing it, right?
Okay, so, yeah.
No.
I was on fire.
You were on fire.
Yes. The paper, the medical paper, they put, medical paper around or something.
Yeah.
all of a sudden I see flames and like ashes, you know, up in the air. And I'm like, what the? And honest to God, the nurse, I swear to you, she went to go get a bucket of water. And I'm thinking, what the? Am I going to run out of this place like Michael Jackson or what?
Did she throw it on your naughty bit?
No, she didn't throw it. But yeah, I was on fire and I burned the, you know, inside of my thighs and everything like that.
Oh my God.
Well, there's yet another reason not to have a vasectomy, gentlemen.
Did you get that vasectomy in the back of a van?
Down by the river?
Not down by the river. No. Just
all right.
In the clinic and everything. Anyways,
a really crappy one.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. You don't want your junk ablaze.
Agreed.
818-955-KLOS.
You set yourself on fire.
You know, I used to live out in the middle of the desert. We lived way, like 30 miles north of the city.
Wow.
And so we burned our trash. We either took what we could to the dump, which was always fun, or burned it in this great big old, like, whatever, trash can.
Sure.
And, of course, the main thing you were never supposed to do is put in aerosol cans.
Right, because they explode.
Boom!
Yeah.
But both my dad and I thought it was pretty funny to do that.
That's because it's pretty funny to do that.
And it blew holes in that thing and everything. I'm amazed now, though, it never caught fire to anything.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'd have it out in the middle of nowhere in the desert and just, like, watch it explode.
Yeah, I feel like that's key.
My mom got so mad. Stop doing that! It was awesome. It was fun.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Thank you. You're the first woman to call about setting yourself on fire.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys sitting down?
Yep.
Okay, so we're driving to the desert for New Year's, and we get our motorhome all parked and stuff like that, and I think I'm going to go get myself ready and have a fire so I get our big old wash barrel out, you know, and throw some wood in it.
Sure.
Pour a ton of gasoline inside of it.
Right.
And I lean down inside of it with a little, like a, one of those little long lighters.
Right, yeah.
And it blows up, and I have all this product in my hair.
Oh.
And both sides of my ears are on fire.
Wow.
And this, and our little friend from one of the campers comes out, and he goes, "Your hair's on fire. You are on fire." And I'm like,
no kidding.
Anybody to know that I'm on fire.
Sure.
And I'm trying to brush it off. I'm spraying perfume on me and stuff because I know my husband's going to get pissed at me because I love gas. That's my problem.
I understand. I get it.
Anyway.
That's beautiful.
Were you able to hide it from your husband? The both sides of your head on fire.
I don't think I ever asked him that question, but I think I got away with it.
Well done you.
Nice. It's time for you to call and tell us about how you set yourself on fire.
I used to work at a computer place in Colorado Springs, and I worked on this machine that you had to spray alcohol on this sort of like a lapping machine. Anyway.
Right.
So here goes my buddy, comes with a lighter. I'm spraying alcohol on an 8-hour shift, so that saturates my shirt.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
I'm there with the lighter and light my shirt, but he didn't light the shirt because it was so much alcohol, it just ignited.
Wow.
It just explodes, right?
Wow.
And so we in this place with acetone for everywhere.
And you're running around with your shirt on fire.
Yeah. And this one hippie dude say, "Dude, I got the hell out of there, dude, because you was running over here by the acetone."
Well, he's really helpful. Thanks a lot.
Then not only that, they had a tank outside, like a propane tank.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was like a running match.
Damn.
Everybody else.
Damn.
I like that people saw you and ran for the exits.
They had to grab me outside because when you're on fire, you panic.
Yeah.
All that stuff, the roll stuff.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke taught us that. But yeah, it wasn't on your mind. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, that's amazing. Dude, thank you for calling. Thanks, man. Thanks. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, catching somebody on fire.
Yep.
Hey, it wasn't me, but it was my dumbass neighbor. He always had great barbecues and spreads, but I hated the guy. Yeah, he was like Mr. Cowabunga. But anyway, he had one of those beards like you see on a, you know, nine line or, you know, the just those perfect thick beards. Anyway, he had a barbecue, and I was sitting drinking beer, and I went home to smoke across the street to smoke a joint, and I went back just in time to see him throw gas on a fire.
Oh no.
He was trying to put a fire pit.
Yep.
And it was smoking. He turned around, filled up another glass, and threw it on again. And I'm thinking, you're a dumbass. So anyways, he took a match and he flicked into it. It went up. His shirt caught fire. His sleeve caught fire. He's pounding out his sleeve, but he has a whole side of his face. It burned half his beard off.
Oh, man.
That's going to be a weird sight seeing a beard on fire.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. Cowabunga, I didn't see his wife was mowing the grass for about a month. You know, you didn't see him. Anyways, that was mine.
That's beautiful, man. Thank you. That is perfect. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Mike. I was burning a pit up in Fairbanks, Alaska on my property, and I dumped 5 gallons of gas into the huge pit.
Why?
Because I was going to burn the pile.
Right.
And it turned out that the gasoline evaporated, and for every gallon of gas, the fire department told me it's like 2 sticks of dynamite.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't leave a trail. I threw that match in there, and the thing knocked me about 20 feet back.
Woo!
I was on a little bit of fire, but all the stuff that was in the pit flew 30 feet up in the air.
Oh.
And was raining down.
Wow.
And then also, I had the Alaska State Troopers come out there. A next door neighbor thought a bomb went off. He was an ex-Vietnam.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
Right.
Listen, you do things the whole way. I like that.
Yeah,
you go all the way.
And I think you win our Setting Yourself on Fire championship today.
That is correct. Can't wait.
He's so excited to say what station
that guy can't wait till the song's over.
Nope, he's too precious. And we can't wait to start talking until this guy's done singing.
That's true.
We're so precious.
Now and later. Now and or later.
Yeah, now or later. If you can think of a song that has either now or later, give us a call right now.
818-955-KLOS. We're doing Gimme 5 now and later. Do you have a song?
Yeah, Talk to You Later by the Tubes for the boys.
Ah, yeah. So now and later, that was All Right Now, and the Tubes, Talk to You Later. That sounds good. Who's this?
This is Kent Knutson.
And who's this?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. It's Gimme 5.
Now and later.
Gimme 5?
Yep.
You got 5 on you?
What's that?
Do you have 5 on you?
5 on me.
Yeah. Check your back pocket. That's where I've usually found the 5 on you. Are you checking?
Yes.
And did you find Sleep Now in the Fire by Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
We got time for one more in our now and later countdown of Gimme 5, and it is Van Halen. This one's for Jeff Ronquillo. Jeff Ronquillo in Southgate.
Ronquillo, I believe. Ronquillo. I don't know.
In Southgate. What's
up with Florida? I don't know if you saw the video. I just posted it on Twitter of the girl on the electric scooter on the highway.
She's on a freeway? An electric scooter?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That's not dangerous or anything.
No helmet?
No helmet.
Nope.
Just going along about, 6 miles an hour?
Probably, yeah. The traffic seems like it's going relatively slowly.
Sure.
So she's able to kind of merge into another lane. But the person behind her is recording it.
Right.
And you can, if you listen closely to this, you can hear them going, no way.
What, oh, really?
What's what? No way.
Do you have that audio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Curious? No way. Dude, there's no way.
Oh, there is a way.
No way that this girl is on here right now. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
And don't call me Shirley.
No way. Only in Dade.
Florida.
Dade, no, Dade literally.
County. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen someone on an electric scooter on the 405.
That does seem incredibly stupid.
Seems a little dangerous.
It's very Florida.
How long did he follow her?
I don't know. The video's only about 10 seconds, 12 seconds.
Man, so she was clothed?
She was clothed,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's letting us down.
Yes,
Florida's getting more normal.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Rangers this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. If you'd like to go, be caller 25 818-955 KLOS. Good luck. We're going to do some hockey slang.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Huh? What's your name?
My name's Ian.
Ian, you ready for some hockey slang?
I am. I guess that's the funniest thing. I don't even know what I won.
Well, nothing yet. Zippo so far.
You didn't win anything yet. We're going to ask you a question about hockey.
Oh, shoot. All right, lay it on me. Let's go.
All right, where on the ice?
Now I'm going to fail.
Where on the ice is the crease? Where's the
where
crease?
On the ice is the crease.
Yep.
I'm going to have to, well, as far as, like, is it near the net? Is that what you're asking me?
So you're saying it's near the net. That's your guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's in front of the net. That's it. Yeah, that's where the goalie is. Yeah. All right. You win.
What?
I did?
Yes. Yeah. Well, this has been a roller coaster of emotion. You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings on Saturday night.
Tomorrow night?
Saturday night.
Oh, how high are you? And why won't you share, Ian?
This is great. Tomorrow's my birthday, and now I'm going to go to the hockey game Saturday night.
Nice. Correct. There you go.
Everybody else can get their tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
Be as high as you are now on Saturday, Ian.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned. You can now get sexy texts from an AI girlfriend.
And having seen what they've created and the little fake videos and what have you of her, I think I'm on board.
I mean, if you can get past the part of her not being real.
I don't really care.
Sure.
Okay. I don't care anymore.
We talked about setting yourself on fire. Almost everybody in our audience had a story.
Yeah, you guys rule.
One woman lit both sides of her head on fire and her husband never found out.
Someone blew his junk, not his junk, but his trash 30 feet in the air.
Yep.
And caught himself on fire.
And then what's up with Florida? A girl was riding an electric scooter on the highway. Like you do.
Is that a problem? Should I not do that on my drive home tonight?
Probably not.
I'll see you out on the 405, man.
All right.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chicken.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Wow, I knew it was
something. Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
We have Puddle of Mud tickets now. They're playing the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room February 2nd at 1 p.m.
You're going to be there with Marcy, right?
We're going to host it, yeah.
That's very cool.
And they're going to play. They're going to answer some questions. It's a great spot.
Where do you keep the cash in your house?
So we'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, if you want to join us.
Least likely to be home. Do you have a big dog? That sort of thing. That's what you're going to ask them, right?
Right, sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave!
You are caller 25.
What?
Yes, you are.
No stinking way.
Oh, there's a stinking way, all right. And you found it.
You found the stinking way. You got well two done. Tickets to the Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is February 2nd at 1 p.m.
That is freaking awesome. KLOS Rock!
Woo! Hold on a second, dude. Don't go away. We'll get your information. Hold on a second.
Appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. That is happening February 2nd at 1 p.m. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
And we're
good luck.
Doing now and later, and Mike Dolan took to our social media at Kevin and Sluggo and suggested this one from Queen. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Eric.
Eric, you're caller 25.
All right.
Check you out.
You get tickets to see the Puddle of Mud at KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room on February 1st? No, 2nd. February
15th.
2nd. February 2nd at 1 p.m.
Awesome, man. That would be awesome. I'd love to do that.
Well, you did it. You're going. You'll be there. And Marcy and Kevin are going to be interviewing the band, and then they're going to play some music for you.
Correct.
Boy, if they don't give you guys raises, I don't know. They're fools. That's all I
right?
I love you, Eric. You're the best.
That's what we've been saying all, for weeks. Thank you, man.
Hold on, dude. Don't go away. We'll get your information. It was on this day in rock in 1971 when the McCann Erickson Advertising Agency connected with Coca-Cola for the commercial sung by New Seekers, "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing." And Don Draper apparently didn't have anything to do with that. Paul Rogers and Simon Kirk from Free, Mick Ralphs from Mott the Hoople, and Boz from King Crimson got together on this day in rock in 1974 to form Bad Company. Studio 54 in New York City took a boot to the head on this day in rock in 1980 when the owners were sentenced to 3.5 years in jail for tax evasion, which basically shut the club down.